This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did we talk about pooing the other day on the air, or was that off the air? I don't remember.
It was both, I believe.
We did?
Yeah.
Because you go in the bathroom for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This show's
as
about
honesty.
As most
normal people do.
No, they don't. I find that so strange. I guess, okay. I've always thought it was a trope on TV. Like, it's just a thing where it's like, you know, there's always celery and a baguette sticking out of the top of your grocery yeah. bag, and dad's always sitting on the toilet for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My reality is not that at all. Like, again, and if I can't remember if we did this off the air or on, because we have, all you hear on the show, we have more conversations off the air that you wish you could hear, because wow.
The FCC is glad.
For sure. But I literally, I don't even head that way till it's go time.
Which is weird. Like, you're missing out. Why not just have a little break?
Why would I want to sit? Like, it's the most uncomfortable place to sit in the world. It's not,
yeah.
My parents have like, they have one of those, it's like plastic and it's kind of filled with air. It's like a cushy seat.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So when you're at their house, if I almost never sit at their house. The other thing is, I don't know. God, we are way off topic. Have you been to an old house recently? Cause everything is shorter. Like you sit on the
really?
Toilet and you feel like you fell because the toilet is 3 or 4 inches shorter than toilets are now.
Interesting.
So if I sit down at their house, I'm like, whoa, you feel like you're falling because where you think your butt is going to hit, it's that same sensation mm-hmm. when you think you're at the last step or you think you have
yeah.
one more step and there isn't one more and you do that leg thing. You're like, what just happened?
I know. It's somehow the worst thing that can happen.
Yes.
It's like, it's just one step that you missed.
But, you think,
like,
yes.
I would have rather just jumped.
Correct.
From the top of the steps, I would have had a better chance of landing.
I want you to come to my parents' house and sit on their toilet for two reasons.
Okay.
One, it's lower than you think, and they have that toilet seat thing. So when you sit, then it goes like the, enough air goes out of it.
Those ones don't get very clean, do they?
I don't know.
Because it's kind of it's like vinyl.
I mean, it's just my mom at this point.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know how. I don't really want to picture my mom.
We do have not shorter in an older house, but in our house, most of the toilets are like extended ones or whatever. They're the like,
more oblong.
Yeah,
yeah.
Except for the one in the kids' bathroom.
Okay.
And that one is, I guess, just normal, but it feels very, very small, very
stunted.
Yes, exactly. So I don't like using that one.
Well,
you kind of gotta.
I'm not kidding. It's everything though. The counters.
That's
like my
weird.
Parents' really? Kitchen or my their bathroom sink is probably 4 inches shorter. So when I'm there, I'm just like, roar! I just feel so big.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I swear. Anyway, the reason I brought up pooping again is scientists have discovered if you're a person who gets constipated, I imagine with your wretched diet, that never happens to you.
Literally never. I'm actually curious. I have no frame of reference for constipation.
Not even when you, I would get constipated. Yes, you're listening to two, when I travel, I used to, because I was, especially if you traveled with somebody else, you didn't want to corrupt the bath. It's before I learned about the lobby poop. So you're just like, oh God, I hope she goes somewhere or turns the TV on loud enough that I can go in here and drop the kids off at the pool and whatever. So then, and plus you get off your schedule. Cause I wake up and have a cup of coffee or whatever. And then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa. And then I go, well, when you're on vacation, you've traveled all day. So you missed your window in the morning. And then you're just like, oh, am I going to do it at 7 at night? That feels weird. And your body just gets off. So I used to tend to be travel constipated.
Really?
Yep, ladies, okay. I'm a catch. Yeah. I don't do that anymore. I just pretend I need something in the lobby and I go do it there.
Again?
Anyway, how many times a day do you poop, do you think?
Twice maybe.
Really?
Once or twice, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, we're moving.
Really?
Things are moving.
But you're in there for how long each time?
Realistically, I would say 12 and a half minutes.
Oh my God, that is so long. That is a week.
That's not that. It's not
that. That is a week worth of pooping for me. I swear to God.
But it's also just a little break. You're missing out on the little, the me time, the closed door, turn the vent on.
Why would you want to be in the grossest room of your house for me time? My me time,
where
I want to do.
Where else am I going to go?
I don't know.
I have
anywhere
no other
else.
Place. Go in. I have no other room in the house.
Just go to the basement. Go to the garage. But me time.
Oh, I'm not pooping in the garage.
All right. The real reason I bring it up is Singapore scientists have said this is how you beat constipation. Okay.
Okay.
So you get to your toilet. Are you a squatty potty guy? I know you're a bidet guy. Have you heard about the squatty potty?
I've heard about it, but I've never used it.
You don't need to spend the money. Just put a couple books in there and step on them or something.
Books.
So here's what you do.
Who has those?
One of your kids. I don't know. Leo, come in here. So cross your left leg over your lap while you're on the toity.
Okay.
You don't have to do it. Okay, just do it. Left leg over your lap, resting the foot on your right thigh. Okay?
Okay. All right.
While twisting the body to the left and look behind.
Okay.
According to the doctor, this...
It's kind of a corkscrew.
If you're doing it in your car right now, you're the reason we're about to do a traffic report. The doctor says that this is a self-massaging technique that kind of massages your colon with your leg up and your back twisting.
Okay.
And it will ease the passage of stool.
You're embarrassed to use the toilet correct. When you're sharing a hotel room. Imagine if she opens the door and you're sitting like that.
Downward cross dog.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.